The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Hello, Kanan. Kanan Lipschitz.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Simon.
How are you? Things? Oh, we're so good. Listen, we really like you as a person, but sometimes your topics are just shocking because they're just so upsetting.
No, they're so upsetting. I'm not letting you do this to me. You're not taking me down the anti-Semitism avenue this time.
Okay, I'm not.
I have a story that's not about anti-Semitism, and it also answered partially your question, Kathy. Why do we return to these places? Well, Chabad rabbis return to these places because God told them to, and they feel that that's their, the Rebbe told them to, rather. And if they feel that's their duty, maybe the rabbi and the Rebbe and God is the same thing to them. But they return to Poland and they set up a community in Krakow at the Isaac Synagogue. And Krakow has a very small Jewish community of about 80 registered members. And this guy, Gurari, the rabbi, comes and he starts doing the Chabad thing, right? He does outreach and he ends up setting up the only synagogue in town with a minyan. But he does it in a synagogue owned by the small community of 80 members. And then they shut him out. They put burly security guards wearing balaclavas with clubs, and they don't let the congregants in. And they say it's about, this happened Monday, they say it's about a dispute about rent, and maybe they're destroying the property. And this started out, it seemed like one of those conflicts between an established community with membership, a Kultusgemeinde, where you pay membership fees and then you belong to the shul, and Chabad, work in a completely different model in which there's a rabbi and you can come and you don't have to pay membership fees or anything. And this has played out across Europe, but this conflict between Chabad and non-Chabad. But this time, an amazing thing happened. The chief rabbi of Poland, Michael Szydrych, put out a statement saying, what do you think you're doing kicking out the only shul with a minyan in Krakow? It's not moral. It's not Jewish. It's just a matter of you practicing greed in order to extract rent and control, so to eliminate the competition. And that's just, that was unthinkable, guys, just 15 years ago, because there was this big fight between Chabad and non-Chabad. And for a non-Chabad rabbi to come out and say, what are you doing? These guys are the only shul with a minyan in town. Stop it right now. Shows how far we've come despite the anti-Semitism and the external threats that lead to radicalization also in our camp and internal fights and the bickering. Despite this, when someone tries to pull a dirty trick, apparently we've reached the point that our chief rabbis here in Europe are capable of just condemning it outright, regardless of denomination, regardless of community and affiliation. I think that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And what also struck me, Kanan, because I did read this article earlier in the week, that the affected congregants themselves just kind of got on with it. They just seemed to be quite good spirited and carried on praying outside.
That's Chabad for you.
Is that the happy clappy Jews?
We don't have happy clappy Jews.
Not happy clappy.
Happy clappy is not Jewish. Just saying.
No, I don't want to be too rosy about this because, you know, it wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the fact that Chabad won. They muscled into communities, sometimes dividing them, sometimes even harming them, sometimes siding with dictators like in Russia, at the expense of the sentiments of their own constituents, liberal intellectual Jews, and this really is the result of a war won, and every war has casualties. So it's not a story of wonderful coexistence reached voluntarily, but nonetheless, I think it's a great show of unity achieved after a lot of bickering and fighting.
Amazing. Kanan, absolutely adore talking to you, even if we do give you a hard time about anti-Semitism, but that's more about location than about what you have to do for a living. So thank you very much.
it helps me crystallize my own thoughts. That way I don't have to speak to myself. My wife already has doubts about my sanity with the places I go to. So big help.
All right. Anytime you just call Simon or I, we'll be here for you. Kanaan Lipschitz, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and we'll chat to you next week.